Wow, wow. Indeed. So far this evening, for me, has been a complete understatement. Beautiful so far. We have Michael Lovell coming up next here. I teach with Michael. I stand outside his classrooms and watch him gesticulate wildly. I watch him pace and meander about. And know the feeling. Since Michael's been out of CCA, our friendship has grown even closer, and he's somebody that I'm just so very glad I have in my life right now. And so please, everybody, welcome Mr. Michael Lovell.
I feel like I'm back at church right now. You're getting me all wired to...
Oh, yeah.
Canter.
Yes.
Can I get one of the Foley chairs? Whichever one's fine. I prefer a Foley chair, but yeah. Thanks, Doctor.
Ah, yes, land of bad knees.
Land of bad knees. Okay. I haven't had a chance to go over this much, so it might be a little rough. And I'd like to thank the DJ next door for keeping us going. I don't want to be your friend. I just want to be your lover. No matter how it ends, no matter how it starts, forget about your house of cards, and I'll do mine. Forget about your house of cards, and I'll do mine. Fall off the table and get swept under. Denial, denial. The infrastructure will collapse, voltage spikes. Throw your keys in the bowl, kiss your husband goodnight. Forget about your house of cards, and I'll do mine. Forget about your house of cards, and I'll do mine. Fall off the table and get swept under. Fall off the table and get swept under. Denial, 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 denial.
As if a jewel has inherent worth, projected aliens love human jewels, or make up their own moons, branches, nakedness, and nothingness is in the universe. Nothing is the whole mind, like this poem, a gull at the end of an ocean, a call to a moon, a branch, a jewel, renewed. Is this interrogative poem with a down belly, the universe falling apart at its disclosures, a jewel at the waves of a single word? The idea of this dog is as dead as the moon, branches, nudity, and there is nothing in the universe. Nothing is the whole mind. Wobbly circles. Above and during day, songs are alive between stars. Hours confused into shadow or songs fully lost. And far off, Wash's lips harmonically sound, which I will never sing off of. Waters raise the moon's instrument, fireflies play honeysuckle, in harmony with falling sleep, with seeming incongruities enduring day. Dear Jack, words retranslate over time, the way used antenna mount to a new radio. This is inevitably correct because I'm listening right now. There are still no perfect poems, only frequencies open over time. Every poem shares a vocabulary, a directory. Language is a compass to discover the possible, ruins in templates etched by time and experience. The immediate has so many perceptions clinging to it, relying on their tides of moments to carry them over. What about the shuffle, the no water staying in the same place except where contained? Any conscious living container, like a poet, is connected to at least three different modes of perception. The interior, or subjective personal record, the exterior, or what is happening regardless of what is being perceived subjectively by the container, and the outside, that which is the infinite mathematics sets or correspondences which exist at the seams of each moment, the method and motive to the characterization of the universe. At the intersection of these three is the immediate that nothing exists apart from. The strings of time and spatial relations and messages are everywhere. Aliens are fascinating future furniture arrangers, but instead of a single strand of vocabulary, a braid is formed between these three connections to hold stronger across time's weather of histories. And at the interlines of this braid, new possibilities break open sockets so that anyone participating there, bringing their own function, may connect and further their own function through the poem. And when the poem and participator meet, they will gain mutual function, like what happens when a lamp is turned on when plugged into a wall and connected to a source, a similar process to plugging in a radio. This braid, woven into serial webs of strands, adhere to time's mechanics rather than its exhaust. At least this is some of what I've learned tinkering with vocabulary. The connection between poet, poem, and participator is also a braid. Form is an extension of this basic principle. I always seem to miss you at the bar. Love, Michael. Song of the Word Cutter. Trees. A constant metaphor for connections, or a desert, sapless and crack-rooted. Your head is askew to make reason on purposes sometimes aligned with the wind. You've stolen your own head in confidence, lost in branches, fantasies, heart wrenches. Repeat here to solidify meaning. An Ode to Robin Blazer. Starts off with a fragment by Sappho, fragment 28b. And if nothing but now, don't, more finely shaped. So the flaws and the heavens are propositional gifts of birth, an accomplishment of thought where one sits in silence, a word boundary. So the ground flows, philosophical mercury of substance toward purgatory. Grand flaws judge lines, events, faking a washout, solid. The grand moth lands on the leaf of the tongue, prone to the magic of risk. The tip of taut stubbles daily through philosophy, the heart's procession at all ends. This does not mean, however, that humans are not and do not have to be something. All forests are lost and found in others, abound in unpopulated Idaho or anywhere held with tradition. Hoops in the goldenrod reveal Odysseus's body. A young palm sprung at Apollo's altar. I've been even that far, along with others in their raft of trouble. Into metaphysical storms, awash in beloved teachers, despite confusion or temperature. It is not potential. It is the very reversal of power. Rather, it is capaciousness. This noise is the opening. The ancients were right to say of chaos that is gaped. The multiple is open. From it is born nature, which is always a borning. We cannot know what is in it, here or there. No one knows. No one has ever known. No one will ever know how a possible coexists with a possible. And perhaps it coexists through a relationship of possibility. The set is crisscrossed by possible relationships. The country mouse strains, becomes Adonis of the leaves, alive on the coast for those who know him. Braced in ghosts or language, companions, endured with light, the materiality of words pluck the mind. Apart from this community of belief and images, what used to be called the soul of the peoples, there are subjects, episodes, and characters that on a more superficial level move multitudes and take possessions of the collective imagination, where experiences weave. The trees are kept in the center of the court, where they take up room just to prove it. Bubbles dance over purgatory, a physics of in-between where language is form, imagination is regal and wild. My body is a hoop, empty and like steel, to be iron, to grasp someone else in myself, like those arms which hold all the staves together and make a man. Statues, absolutes, abound in fountain chances, no more narrow than choice, offers no blanket substance to predict the harmonics and inharmonics of it. It is the universe suspended by the human word, as if it obeyed our fear, prediction of world end, lad of the flood or fire tiger. What they say afterwards happened, what happened or will happen. But experience is always of beginnings and ends. In the basis, belief at towers, perceive, impressed, learning, learning to learn. Without being forgiven, released from the consequence of what we have done, our capacity to act would, as it were, be confined to one single deed from which we could never recover. We would remain the victims of its consequences forever, not unlike the sorcerer's apprentice who lacked the magic formula to break the spell. The moth stretches to the face of a punched-out saint, descends to the real by rope ladder. The soul also goes there, solely, not love, beyond the thought of God. I mean the thought of thinking about God. Naturally, I mean the real God. Disregards all other images as you disregard the parts of words in a poem. The Logos, crying to be held from his Godhead, his dismay, disappears within the flat iron of existence that smooths out all the words in the poem, imparts them, makes them real like the next day. And as the words heal, I did not mean the real of God. The reflection of a guide and seek births constant tradition of letters and their wake. And yet how infinitely more impossible it was a few months ago when I struggled with that creature of ancient and evil plumage, God, whom I fortunately defeated and threw to earth. But I had waged that battle on his bony wing, and in a final burst of agony greater than I should have expected from him, he bore me off again among the shadows. Then, victoriously, ecstatically, infinitely, I floated downward until finally, one day, I looked in my Venetian mirror and saw the person I had been before, the person I had forgotten. Recreational sea. All boats have color to distinguish their fishings, while gulls represent cycles calling hunger. The compass of the wind raises desires passing. The beach is more than wait for play, projected emotions. Now the boat is naked in dreams, a fish full of sky. Dear Jack, poems are real objects where lemons constantly become lemons in the collage of real news. A poem like a lemon or a moon is placed in language which no one has as yet fully discovered, suddenly covered by a cloud pointing at ends yelling silence. Things are utterly independent from their images and are brought back different each time from Eurydice's grip to the present when met through perception of experience. The production of the imagination makes real until proven, then it is released to all other sounds of pointing. Images are pictures of visible beginnings to mingle at the shares of the invisible. How easy it is to invent the lessons one needs. The obstacles and champions so carefully stitched to the whole cloth of an existence changing choices at volume. Of course, reason argues for position and cherished toys become barriers for foundation's growth. It has all the advantages of choosing lemons or postulating ancient events bound to be true in the vault of evidence. Still, visibility calls to visibility as much as vision to vision or equivalence being docked in shuffle. Correspondence is overlooked for granted. Its translation is a duty across language as well as time, as much as the forest of experience in this kitchen corresponds with your experience of death in Martian. Corresponding strings throughout all theories between this way, supposed to be, and the imminent verb happening. Each letter corresponds with the mathematic invisible at the beginnings of its unapparent vision, a possession across dynamic change through writing. Despite any theory, dead people still correspond. Love, Michael. Ember notation. There is more than one moon, its white tree in reflection or shadow of a single bird. The interior marks an affection, as if the wind could translate touch. Carry nothing given, open-handed, palm waxed into an order to be given. The single white tree of the moon knows no one on point of light where needles of the heart reside. Somewhere else. Needles have no reason like any sharp tool. They have no sound until used or disturbed. Images when sleeping. Transparency, a close wall, defeats barrier remainders. Seeing, feelings mostly stick to the life of paper, not somewhere else crumbling in remainders. The distance from here to the moon sharp is paper in the eyes of cognition. Dear Jack, poems end when they say so, and then want to be shared, as if it were enough to fully exist when paid attention to. A beautiful source searches the world to declare beauty, and wherever do poems come from? Real poetry will not be defined, giving body upon request. They are the weather of much to be caught by strangers and worn in union as subtleties of change often are. From the moment where they conceive themselves, poems take care and have no need for magic carpets. Their seduction travels through the being of language. Like a grail, they are only alive when looked for. The trick is to listen to its breath instead of one's own, and often there is no one, or poetry even. Like a disapproving lover, the snapshots of static and purpose interfere. One should meet poems at their innocences. Not to be controlled, but guided by the introduction of news, the plurals in events, the systems of singularities into functions, the senses of innocence should always be trusted, especially when expected to be wrong. But practice should never be confused with doctrine, and even though you'll never write me after this, this is why I think you collapsed into garble, all of your treading into messages. One cannot control their audience in the same way one can attempt to control their poetic process. I feel like we'll never get to know one another. Until, Michael. A different magic mirror. Children, you will never make it to the end of history. There is no bottom to the grounds of ethical duality. Look in the mirror. Look. You are in the lines of your own recognition, and choice is all over the principles of nature. God is a slippery youngster whose language are the questions left by time. Remember, I am more than an image of myself. Also, water is last but has no concept of it. Understanding will not help you with this. Everyone will eventually die who reads or hears this ballad. Everywhere has their equivalence to afternoon, but only here can be conceived. In all its heres, only what is known is what is known. Presently, wings are rewards that understand the wind, but towers don't go anywhere, and nothing has the same feelings as we do. In the hidden combination of a heart's lark, caves breach the meanings of mouths, etching inner cheeks of stone until ritual, a synthesis of connection. An animal gorged into being, the power and naming. History is full of dead people. In and out of windows. The moon sees nothing until it is taken between night's lip at cusp. Books and stairs relate to wood, a home's arrangement with seats left open. The double sides tempered by lightning and sand. The line walls the light and its absences, mimicking one of the strongest way humans learn, the art of glass. Dear Jack, purity is up to the poem like loneliness is up to the poet. When someone intrudes upon a poem, they are always welcome to sudden contact. Balance is reformed like a bicycle in its passenger. The journey could not happen in the same way without the other. The poet is alive in kinetics. There are no ways to finish letters without sounds and breath, silence and purpose, the materiality of form and language. You are a friend like a distant city that I've read about, whose letters are visible through distance. We trade fabric across time being momentary. I had a dream recently where you said, God is the shorthand of the universe, then we drank to it. Objects change when their knowledge is cracked. Open on all sides are possibilities and their contraries. There is no matter to the personal except for where it comes from. Objects believe in nothing. One must meet the trust of their own pace and settings with honesty. It fits. Jack Spicer, you are drunk on ghosts. The poet is neither a cyst nor an intruder, but a channel of passages shattering surfaces into mirrors of a wild logos. Even though you promised never to look back, Eurydice still disappeared. I hope you've stopped looking for her. Missing you. Michael. Map making. It's the last one. There is no exact eye to knowledge, only interpretations of clouds made or found shapes the direction of falling water. Nothing is exact, only measured by jealous eyes catching movement in a heart full of sand cannot work. Journey's natures are to go deep blue in conversation with clouds north and west. Listen. All animals are equipped with closed eyes and the trust on when to open them, if ever, or not lidless. Rest the compass of selection. The wind can only make to grab water, never fears for safety. Thanks.